You're listening to KGNU. I'm Alexis Kenyon. On Saturday, hundreds of janitors at the airport walked off the job. Their strike ended in a historic $4 wage increase. David Fernandez is a union representative and joins us today to talk about Saturday's strike. David, thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be here.
So to start, tell me about Saturday's strike.
Yeah, so 350 of the janitors at our airport, at Denver International Airport, went on strike for better wages and working conditions this past Saturday. This is actually the second time that they've gone on strike over the past month and a half, as they've been negotiating a contract with Flagship Facility Services, which is their employer at the airport.
So can you tell me about what they're striking against?
Absolutely. So these are the janitors that we've depended on. And really over the past 20 months throughout the pandemic, they've been called heroes. They've been called essential workers. And they've really taken that to heart. However, their wages, they felt, were not reflecting everything that they had been called by our local leaders and by others alike for their work at the airport. So they were seeking to get higher wages that could help match the cost of living here in Denver, and then also protections on workloads. Folks know that there's worker shortages everywhere, but also at the airport. And the janitors really believe that the reason for that is because the wages were just not enough for people to be able to survive on. And that's why they went on strike, really to ensure livable wages for their families, ensure fair workloads for the workers at the airport, and just in general, to be able to build a better airport and to make these jobs just more sustainable jobs for working people in our state.
How much were they getting paid before the strike, and what did the strike achieve?
Yeah, so on the low end, janitors at the airport were making $17 an hour when they started. After these negotiations, they've won a $4 an hour increase over the life of their contract, so within the next 3 years. That's a big deal. That's a 23% wage raise for these janitors. That's close to over $8,000 within the 3 years. That's going to be going directly to families. It's going to be going directly into our economy. And it's really life-changing for a lot of folks. Many of them who've been working at the airport for 10, 20, and a few of them almost 30 years. So it's really a historic win for them. It's the largest wage raises we have seen for this unit, for this group of workers at the airport, and just a big victory, I think, for Denver and the airport in general.
What does it take to organize a strike like this?
Yeah. So the only way that you can go on strike and effectively be able to, you know, do what the janitors did is by having a union in your workplace. When we organize together, when we stand united through your union, you're able to collectively bargain and bargain for your wages, bargain for better working conditions. And really what it took was unity between this unit, unity in demanding better and demanding better for the airport, for their jobs. And, you know, going on strike, it's a powerful tool that workers have, but it's also a huge sacrifice, especially for the people who have been making some of the lowest wages at the airport. And even though that was a sacrifice, these janitors voted overwhelmingly to go on strike if they had to. They did so, and they had to do it again to be able to really get to the point where they needed to in the negotiations, where they were able to reach this historic agreement. But at the end of the day, it's people coming together at work. It's people joining together, having a union at work that gives us the power to be able to make these transformational changes across our state.
Can you tell me about the history of this union, specifically for janitors?
Yeah. The SEIU Local 105 has been a union here in Denver since the 1930s. However, the janitors movement, you may have heard of the Justice for Janitors movement. Actually, Denver is the birthplace of that movement here in the country. And just recently in the summer, we had our downtown Denver janitors who won a historic contract with wage increases. And we also have our janitors at the airport who have been on the front lines working on this as well. They're at the airport. I believe, you know, their contract has been around since the 1990s. But without a doubt, in speaking with all of the janitors, and especially the folks who have been there for 10, 20 years, they have never seen people this fired up, this ready to be able, willing to stand up for what's right and win. And that's a really exciting time right now for janitors and for all workers in our community.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of energy coming from labor movements in general right now. Do you think that is part of this? And can you tell me more about it?
You know, I really think it stems back to the pandemic kind of being a pivotal moment for all of us, where we were called so many things, realizing how important certain jobs are, from janitors to doctors to every work and every worker in our community that makes, you know, our state run. And, you know, to be called heroes, to be called essential during that time, but to not actually see that in real life, in how your life is affected, and the wages that you're receiving, and the healthcare and the sick days that you get, that really affected people. And I think for the better, to be able to stand up for what is right and to ensure and demand that, you know, these wages that have not been livable for a very, very long time be changed. And we see many of the companies that they work for reaping, you know, billions in profits. If we just look at our airport directly, they've spent over several billion dollars just to renovate the infrastructure of the airport. And these janitors were saying, what about the human infrastructure? What about the people that maintain this airport? If we can spend that much money on renovating a building, we can absolutely put that money towards ensuring that families in our community can put food on the table and pay their rent. And I think that's a sentiment that's going on everywhere. And that collective power that I mentioned before, having a union in the workplace and being able to stand united on these issues, you're seeing that all over the country as well. People wanting and seeing the necessity for unions, to have a union, is a great equalizer in ensuring that workers get the wages and benefits that they deserve.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Just, you know, reiterating again, just it's a huge sacrifice to go on strike. It's a huge sacrifice to withhold your wages at any moment, but the payoff is big. And we've seen that all over the country with workers from all different types of backgrounds. We saw that here at the airport, and now 350 families' lives are going to be different starting this year. So it's really exciting, and it's something that we should all be working towards.
You mentioned that it can be kind of scary for people to strike. You know, it takes a lot of courage, that it's going to work and they're not going to be replaced. Why was the union able to get people to jump on board this time?
Yeah, I mean, I think the basis of it, though, is that the union are the workers in your workplace, right? You are the union. It was these janitors that really led this fight directly. And I think the courage was there. They knew that their work was essential for the functions of the airport. They knew if they were not on strike, or if they went out on strike, that it would significantly impact the experience that passengers would have at the airport, the cleanliness of the airport. You know, they really just exercised their power in realizing that their work is essential. And they were united in that fact. They were able to hold that line, and it paid off big.
David Fernandez is a union representative for Service Employees International. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.